Listener discretion is advised. Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew. Loveline, coast to coast.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board-certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. Went to the dentist today.
Oh, yeah?
Had a couple of fillings. Got the, guess what question my dentist asked me as I was sitting in the chair with the nitrous tube up my nose.
What flavor would you like of the cleaning solution?
Well, now that's one. Yeah. They did...
Suck on candies?
Do you suck on mints?
Yes.
Do you suck on mints? Uh-huh. And as I told him for the fourth time, no, I do not suck on mints. I'm going to start sucking on heroin, by the way, if you keep asking me if I suck on mints.
Were you loaded on nitrous at that point?
I mean,
could you really muster up some... I imagine you'd start really going to town if you were awake.
Well, here's the thing. I'd already done 10 minutes on the nitrous because the nurse asked me if I wanted the vanilla-scented...
Nitrous. Very nice.
Yeah. Do you want the plain sort of scentless nitrous gas? Do you want the vanilla flavored? And there was one other flavor.
It's always tequila sunrise or pina colada. But did you get the music right? Well, or was it Manhattan Trads for singing music?
I didn't listen to any music. But I said to her, listen, I know the vanilla nitrous gas sounds good. But you know when you go to the car wash...
Yes.
And they ask you what scent you want, and you go with the vanilla or the pine forest, and it always just smells like a hooker took her life in the back seat of your car.
Yeah, totally forget it.
You can never get that goddamn vanilla scent out of your car. Mm. It smells bad. It smells cheap. It smells whatever. Don't get me wrong. I got nothing against vanilla. You want to give me a nice scoop of vanilla Haagen-Dazs ice cream? Sign me up. I'll even put a little vanilla extract in some hot buttered rum or something. But you can't force vanilla where vanilla doesn't belong.
Mm-hmm.
Just like you can't force the pumice to taste like pina colada. It does not work. Just stop all that stuff. And anyone who's within the sound of my voice who works at a car wash, stop with the crazy scents, too. There's nothing worse. Your car smells like a lowrider.
Mm-hmm.
That's all. Smells bad.
Agreed.
Smells like a cheap whore.
Agreed.
Yeah, so I told her, look, but by the way, the nitrous gas, no scent. How bad could you go wrong? I'm all right with the air.
Isn't the idea that you don't know what the hell's going on anyway?
You're
supposed to have a pleasant smell.
You're supposed to be sucking up vanilla smell. So the thing that's, I give them we got the nitrous. You know, they gave me the usual nitrous discussion.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need the, we have the nitrous. I said, listen. Do you understand this, and please understand it. I drove over here. I turned the air conditioning on in my car.
Mm-hmm.
It was more comfortable. I could have made it without the air. I really could have. But why? Look, I have the air.
I have to ask you. Are they amused by you?
Or
are they just pissed off?
They may have been amused the first three or four conversations we had about it. Now it's a crab fest going over there. So I was, I had a few though. You know, I always get the insulting questions when I'm in the dentist chair. So again, the mints question.
Right.
He's sucking on a lot of mints because, boy, I'll tell you, it looks like it in here.
Do people complain about your breath?
Number one, never get a breath complaint. Did get this one. It was funny because I thought this one was going to go for me and then it went south. Did you have caps on your front two teeth? And I thought to myself, well, they must look nice, you know?
Oh.
And I said, no, I didn't. How come? Well, they're yellow. Then I got this one. Oh, man, look at this. Look what I got here on the K9 here. Ooh, look at that. Wow, that's a bad one. Wow, you really have a high threshold for pain, don't you? And I was like, yeah, it's bad etiquette when you're shining a flashlight into someone's mouth and you're going, whew.
That's gotta hurt.
And here's what I want to say to all dentists. I did not see the dentist for 10 years. Then I saw the dentist about 5-6 years ago.
You made up for it ever since.
Since that 5-6 years, it's been nothing but regular cleanings and flossings and do this and use that rinse and use the fluoride rinse and do that. And you know what? It's been nothing but an endless succession of cavities since then.
And every tooth you've worked on, you've lost.
Right. What? What is the big argument for the dentist, really? I'm getting cavities on your watch now. Do you understand me? I'm coming in. I mean, here's what they tell you. Here's what the dentist tells you. You do that. Do the flossing. Come in for the regular checkups. Come in for the x-rays. Come in for the cleanings. And you could avoid all this. Well, guess what? We've been with that regimen for 5 years, and every time I show up, you find two new cavities. Now, explain that math. Oh, yes.
Imagine. Just imagine.
Right. Meanwhile, I hadn't done anything in 10 years. They found one cavity.
Yeah, and six rotting teeth.
Yeah. You know what I got today, too? I got the full mouth x-ray.
Oh, wow.
18.
The Panorex?
18 x-rays it takes to get the full mouth.
Body cavity search, too, while you're at it.
No, but I had so much radiation poured into my head that I saw through the wall.
Nice.
When I left, yeah, I looked at the women's bathroom. I saw a naked woman
there.
Your
dream come true for you.
Yeah.
Did you go to the women's locker room, too?
Yeah, I did, but that was lead-lined.
Oh.
And as everyone knows, when you get hit with the dose of gamma radiation, you can't see through lead. That's the one substance you can't. You can see through. I'd see through 8 feet of reinforced concrete. I can't see through basically rice paper thickness of lead. You know how that works, Drew. All right, so good times at the dentist today. Got the gas. Never really came back.
No bad trip?
No. I got the gas with the nose. I had the deviated septum, so I couldn't get the full thing, but... every time the dentist launched in on one of his jokes, I took a long whiff and just faded far, far away. All right. Talked about fly fishing. You know, it's funny, too, is the dentist, they talk to you while that mouth is open. They have long conversations with you while the mouth is open. And you realize it's yes or no on your part. And that's torture for me because I want to jump in with stuff.
I'll tell you.
Guys start talking about cars, you know.
Oh,
and
man.
He was like, yeah, my buddy got the M3. He got the convertible. I was like, ah.
Convertible?
Yeah, doesn't hurt the performance. Yeah, you know, the coupe, yeah, it's like a tenth of a second slower. So it's, you know, when they hit your wheelhouse. I mean, imagine that, Drew. Somebody's got your mouth open. They're like, well, marijuana's not addicting. You can't throw any stats or data at them. You're just sort of lying back there with your mouth open. You know what, too? I like the third option, too, where they go, you know, he went with a convertible, and he's happy. And that's where I give the, it's not no, it's not yes. It's, okay. It's all right. No, it's all right. All right. Ron?
Yeah?
You're 26?
26.
What's up?
I'm just wondering, I got prescribed Viagra, and I don't really have any problems. I just use it kind of...
recreationally?
Yeah, I guess just to better myself, you know?
Oh, this is bogus. How did you get it?
I went to the doctors and told them I
don't
couldn't
recognize
get hard
his voice?
On, basically.
I don't know if I recognize Ron's voice, but it does fall under the sort of general heading of jack-off.
Okay.
Go ahead, Ron.
And the doctor offered you a prescription, even though you did not have an erectile problem?
Yeah, well, no, I told him I did. And he said, well, I got Viagra for you. Here you go.
No, that's not what he... No way. No
yeah, it is.
Way.
Yeah, it is.
No way.
Why? Why not? Why? They
I
have
got
to do
a prescription.
They have to do a penis test?
No, that's all I did was...
Not you, Ron. True. Why?
Because he needs a diagnosis. A 24 or 26-year-old comes in and says, I've got erectile difficulty sufficient to require pharmacologic intervention.
He says he's having a little trouble. The guy thinks it's all in his head. He gives him a Viagra sugar pill.
That is... How many did they give you?
I get 15 at a time.
How many refills?
He gave me 8 refills.
That's crazy.
8?
Yeah.
8 sounds like
it. Did you go to, was it one of those Viagra clinics?
No, I went to a family doctor.
All right. So now you use the Viagra on occasion.
That is, that's negligent in my opinion.
It helps you with the ladies?
Yeah, well, I mean.
Was somebody complaining?
No. I could go twice in a row.
Really? Same boner?
Yeah, same boner.
All right. All right, your phone's running out of battery juice, but your question is...
Wait a minute.
What?
What do you mean? You mean Viagra makes you have two orgasms as opposed to one?
Yeah, I could have two in a row.
And that's not how Viagra works.
I understand, but when I have the first orgasm, I could keep going until I have a second orgasm.
All right. It keeps the erection.
It
relax over there, Drew. All right, so what's the question?
The question is, I'm wondering if I don't have a problem, if it's doing me damage in the long run.
No one knows the answer to that. It certainly can't be good for you.
But let me ask you this, Drew. It's not, I think people assume this, and you correct me if I'm wrong, and maybe it changes in different instances. But if you're a person that has difficulty that requires Viagra, and you take Viagra, there still is much chance of it doing damage to you.
Right.
As the person who's taking it who has no problems.
Right.
Except that it's just taking it. It's just one person has a choice, essentially.
Right.
I mean, one person is fiddling a little bit with science and
God. One person is not improving a disease state. They're taking a health state and making it potentially into a disease state.
But I think a lot of people assume that, hey, if you're taking this medication and you don't have this problem, it's not only the risk of taking the medication, but the fact that you don't have the problem is somehow compounding things.
No, it's not.
But is it true with other drugs that way? You know what I'm saying? There is examples, maybe we can't think of any right now, where your body needs something, you're taking that pill.
Well, replacement medication, like thyroid medication or estrogen medication, if your body's already making enough of it and you give it too much,
right?
Now you're doing yourself
harm. And what about like that serotonin reuptake stuff, like that kind of stuff?
That's a little different, but you can produce manias and things in people who are
right.
Prone.
So something like Viagra is no more dangerous for a person who does not need it than it is for someone who needs it, just on a pure physiological basis.
I believe that to be true.
But if you're someone who needs Viagra because there's a little damage to some of the smaller vessels or something, could you possibly damage those smaller vessels?
No.
If you're a person who didn't need it?
No.
So it's really just no more dangerous.
What you might do, though, is upset the... It stimulates a nitric oxide pathway. It's a chemical pathway in the penis and the brain. And by stimulating that pathway, you may somehow cause it to not function in the future.
Right.
Or to have other unforeseen effects that we don't know about long term.
Right. I just think there's always the belief that if you don't actually have it, you're right. Screwing yourself up worse.
Yeah.
And it is with certain drugs, like replacement stuff.
Yeah.
Denny.
Yeah.
You're 16.
Yeah.
Oh.
What the?
There's two of us.
Oh, okay.
Two Dennys?
No. His name's John.
All right. How old are you guys?
He's 14. I'm 16.
Wow.
Uh-huh. What's up, Adam?
Let's hear the difference between a 14-year-old and a 16-year-old.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. I want you to repeat this sentence, all right?
Each. Oh, okay. Let me think of this for a second.
Each do it. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Hold on.
Can you hold it for a second?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
My friends.
All right. Hang on. Right in the middle of trying to do a little recital here. Did you hear the difference between a 14-year-old and a 16-year-old?
That was not just virginity. I mean, it was that too, but not just that.
Right. All right, well, hang on there, Denny and John.
I'll come back to them.
I'll let them hang on. They wanted us to hang on. They can hang on.
Ah.
Gina?
Yeah?
You're 17?
Yes.
What's up?
Hey, okay. First of all, my friend Andrea wants me to make sure that, Adam, you know that she's in love with you.
Great.
Okay. Anyways,
sick girl.
I've been to the doctor, and they said that I don't have a heart murmur, but all they've done is listened, and they didn't hear an echo or anything like that.
Wait. Gina, heart murmur is something you hear when you listen. So if they don't hear it, you don't have a heart murmur.
Okay, but like, well, I don't know. I want to know what's wrong, because when I'm excited or upset or scared or like aroused, anything, like those extreme like moods, it feels like pressure, like an extra beat or something like that.
Well, chest pain in some people is just a sign of anxiety. When people get nervous, they get chest pain because
really?
That's how they're wired. You don't have to have a heart problem, especially at your age. Now, you've been checked out. You don't have a heart murmur. Yes, indeed, there's something called mitral valve prolapse that can cause...
Yeah, that's what my sister has.
That's fine. And then about half women have that. I mean, it's a very, very, very common thing.
Really?
And you ought to know about it, because sometimes they want you to take antibiotics before dental work and whatnot. So they might want to do an echocardiogram just to see if you have that. But there's no consequence prognostically.
Yeah, my doctor also told me to watch out, like, at the dentist whenever, like, they...
Well, then you need...
Like, medicine.
Well, then you need an echocardiogram done to prove that you need to watch out.
Oh, okay. Can I ask you one more question?
Yeah.
Okay, also with my period, like, I've had it since I was about 13, and it still has not regulated, and I, like, so, like, I'll get it, like, maybe once every 3 months, and mm-hmm. I can't, like, I, like, there's no pattern to it.
Are you overweight?
No.
Do you ever been, have you ever been evaluated for polycystic ovaries?
No, but I'm, like, I'm a cheerleader, and I've heard that, like, if you're, like, a gymnast or cheerleader or something, like, you, like, people, like,
if
girls.
You're, if you're underweight.
I weigh, well, I'm 5'3", and I weigh 110.
Yeah. Hmm. But you understand, it's not because you have a lot of spirit. that doesn't kill.
The period.
The period. It's the weight. It's the fat on the body.
It's the fat or lack of fat or the excessive exercise. So but be that as it may, some women never regulate, Gina.
Really?
Yeah, so we'll see.
What good cheers you know? You know, here we come a-truckin' in?
No.
Hmm.
No.
How about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5? Oh. What was the one that...
Give us a good one. Give us like... Oh.
David Allen Greer did that one.
Yeah. Give us a good one, Gina. What do you got? You got a, like a We Got the Spirit kind of thing? And
spirit
you guys
the way we like it?
Yeah, Spirit the way we like it.
All right, here we go.
All right. Ready? Okay.
You want me to do it?
Oh, man, I just gave you the ready okay.
All right.
All right, you ready?
Spirit.
Hold on. Let me cue you.
Okay.
Stand up, please.
Okay, I'm standing.
Yep.
It's only 5'3".
Okay, all right. Ready okay.
Spirit, the way we like it, let's go nights. That's the cheer.
Ooh, oh, way I moved.
Wow, it was a whole 4 seconds.
Well, you do it 3 times.
Yeah, that wasn't much. Give me one. Like I could do Here We Come a-Truckin' In and knock it right out of the ballpark if I had
come
to.
Come on. Ready? Oh, I've heard it. No, Hold on.
Here We Come a-Truckin' In.
You have David Allen Greer's cheer?
Guess we want. Yeah. Like Ken's sitting in for Anderson tonight. He don't have nothing there. He's lucky enough to fall off
Ken,
that
you
chair.
Have, come on. It's got to be on that panel there.
No, he's just going to start pushing buttons.
You
all right, you ready? One more, Gina.
Okay.
All right, you ready? Which one is it?
Let me ask Andrea. What one is it, Andrea?
Andrea.
The Knights Are Back, right?
Andrea.
Okay.
Andrea, the Knights Are Back, right?
Should we do it together? Is that the one?
Can you guys do it together?
Okay, yeah, we're going to do it together. Andrea, pick up the phone.
All right, Andrea.
Adam, I love you
what's
so
happening?
Much.
You sound hot, baby.
Andrea. Can you marry me?
Yep.
Okay.
Only if you do The Knights Are Back.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
All right, you ready?
All
right. Ready? Okay.
The Knights. Are back.
Ready.
You're ready
to. All right, hold on. Let's try it again. Hey,
focus.
Ladies, let me explain something. Can you hear me?
Yes.
It's the fourth quarter.
Okay.
Your team is down.
Okay, all right.
They have the ball, but there's only a couple of ticks left on the clock.
They're very serious.
They have to drive to win the state championship, and you guys have to drive them to victory. Do you understand me?
No, your heart murmur. Okay.
Yeah,
no,
now
chest
let's
pain.
Go. There's no retakes. There's no timeouts. Okay. We got one shot at this one. All right.
Okay, here we go.
Okay. All right. Ready. Ready. Okay.
The Knights are back, ready to attack. We're number one. We've just begun to prove to you who's best. K-N-I-G-H-C-S.
Whistle. Come on, you stoners. That was a disaster.
Game's over.
That was an abortion. The team lost. The team lost, and everyone can hang their head now.
Well, that sucks.
All right. I'm sorry. Hey, maybe they'll be next year, maybe not. We don't know if you guys will make the squad.
See my finger, see my thumb. We got the ball, you better run. S-O-C-K-I-T, sock it to me. Baby, my head is aching, my hips are tight. I'm hip to shaking from left to right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, cast. Check, don't take no job. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Come on, baby, we gonna win. Oh!
That's a cheer,
cheer
right? See?
That's a cheer.
Right?
Yeah. Cass Tech? Hell did he go to high school? Anyway. Gina and Andrea were beat by a 40-something-year-old black comedian. At
disgraceful.
Cheering.
Disgraceful. But listen, Gina, again, a murmur is something the doctor hears and he listens
enough.
With the stethoscope. You ain't got one.
I'll tell you something.
Doesn't mean you don't have much prolapse.
That girl has no heart. No heart. Doesn't exist. If she had more heart, she would have pulled that Knights off.
Danny.
Yeah.
All right, we're out. So.
Sorry about that, dude.
All right.
That was my friend, my other friend, Mike. We're living with him now.
With the 14-year-old?
No, him, no, he's 19.
That's John. John's the 14-year-old.
Yeah.
All right, so what do you guys want?
All right, now we were chilling with my friend this one day, Chris, and he's got these things, these little horny pills. You know, they're called Hammer Strong. Dr. Drew?
We're listening. I have no idea what you're talking about.
They're supposed to be like all these organic stuff in it.
Yeah.
And you ever heard of Hammer Strong?
No.
You've never heard of that kind of stuff?
No.
So you don't know like what kind of stuff?
All right. He doesn't know what it is. You know, what's great about being 16 is you explore all the retarded
Spanish flies in on Earth.
Well, not only that, but you do this. You go, you know that Hammer Strong? You know it? Do you know it? True. You say no. You know it?
No.
You know that Hammer Strong?
No, I've never heard of it.
Well, you know what the side effects are?
Never heard of it.
No, it's like, you seen this chick? No. You seen her? No. You seen her? No. You know what she looks like? Well, guess what the next answer is, everybody. All right. Hey, Denny.
Yeah, no.
John, that stuff doesn't work.
No.
No, you don't need it. You're 16.
Well, he wants to give it to a chick. See? And you see, that's the 16-year-old.
Pigeon farts, your penis gets hard.
Yeah, but the 16-year-old diabolical mind. No. Like, give it to a woman.
He wants it for his penis. You want it for your penis, or you want to give it to a woman?
I'm thinking about giving it to the woman.
Yeah.
What 16-year-old is not thinking about that? 16-year-old male.
Is there anything that gets a woman excited besides a guy who's not interested? Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
You want to get a woman interested? Don't be interested. The problem is the guy, any guy who wants a woman to take something, she's not interested in.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the equation.
There's no free lunch sexually. It doesn't really exist.
Right.
That whole pill that gets them all hot.
No.
Really, has that been around since the dawn of man?
Since testosterone began pulsing through the veins of a human, absolutely, that is constantly particularly the adolescent male's preoccupation.
And if there was a pill that you could give a woman to make her hot and horny for you, this would be bigger than a time machine.
For that age group.
For any age group. I mean, this would be, from a technological standpoint, this would be monumental.
Not to be receptive, but to actually be driven wild by you.
Yes.
That does not exist in nature. I imagine chimpanzees and other primates sit around in their own way, have this kind of dialogue with themselves. What do I need to do to get these females, die for me?
Yeah, Miss, here's the best you can do in terms of plying a woman with something. Good old-fashioned booze. And all that does is make them hold still long enough for you to do stuff for them. But they'll never come. They're not coming after you.
Never.
Now, you want to know, you really...
Well, except there's the weird alpha male thing once in a while. You and I saw that growing up here and there.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to be good looking. You have to have a little bit of an attitude. And you have to not care.
But then, like, the sort of the rock star type, they'll like, present to those.
Right. Right, but Denny didn't sound like he was fronting any big bands.
No,
lately.
Nor John, no.
No, John, right. And his plan, this is really where roofies came in, which is, all right, there's nothing that exists to make a woman horny for me, but what about something that'll render her unconscious for about 2 hours so I can bang the bejesus out of her?
Yeah.
That's really next.
Same thing.
It's not as good, but considering one doesn't exist, well, it's a reasonable alternative.
I think the man goes through about 16 to 19 looking for the one and settles for the other.
Yeah, the first fantasy you have as a guy is, I'd like to make myself invisible so I can go into the locker room.
Yeah.
And my, I wanted to be invisible just to be invisible.
Right, right.
I can watch TV.
Right. Well, you try to be invisible now.
I can beat off, and there'd just be this bizarre, magical white substance just apparently coming from nowhere and then hovering like 8-10 inches above the sofa.
Right, in your hand.
Now it gets up and moves toward the bathroom. Wait a minute, it's going for the hamper.
Oh, my God.
If you were invisible, Drew, would your semen be invisible too?
I would think so.
Yeah.
God would want it
makes
that
sense.
Way, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Makes sense. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if like the liquid in your saliva was invisible.
Right.
In your moisture
Duke,
in your eyes.
Pee.
Ooh, number two. Invisible. All right. We'll take a... But, you could still find me with the invisible urine if I ate the asparagus.
Nice.
We'll take a little break. We'll be right back. door. Would you please?
It's coffee.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
All right. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Let's hop back to the phones and speak to Michael. Michael?
Mm-hmm.
You're 16?
Yep.
What's up there, Happy?
Michael?
Yeah?
What's up?
I was wondering if it's possible to get married before you're 18 in Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm. Only if it's to a family member.
Probably possible if you're what they call an emancipated minor, I suspect. Be that as it may, you basically... I mean, I know how to say this and be kind. You're asking for trouble to get married. The probability of a marriage surviving at your age... How old's your girlfriend?
11. She's 15.
Yeah, the probability of marriage surviving must be very close to a definition of absolute zero. Would you say?
Maybe a little lower.
Yeah.
Hey, Michael?
Mm-hmm?
Do you have emancipation?
What's that?
You know, where you can't crap?
No.
No, you don't have that? Okay. Now, why is it you want to get married? I mean, she's 15, you're 16?
She's only like a couple months younger than me.
Oh, well, that's sad. What are you asking such a silly question for?
Try that one more time. Why do you want to get married? I mean, she's 15, you're 16.
I love her a lot, and I just want to be with her for the rest of my life.
Why don't you just be her boyfriend, like what sort of would be age appropriate?
Yeah.
Well, I'm kind of worried that she might leave me for someone else.
Why? She might do that if you're married, too. And what's up with you or what's wrong with this relationship that you have to control her like that?
Nothing. I'm just worried. I mean, she has, like, Destiny trying to get her to marry her, Chris, and a few other people asking her to marry her. But she's with me, and I don't know how long that could last, though.
Destiny's asking her to marry her?
Mm-hmm.
Can you really stand in the way of Destiny?
Well...
Or is that a fake name? Who's Destiny?
That can't be a male.
No, it's a female. Stephanie's bisexual.
Stephanie's your girlfriend?
Mm-hmm.
Hold on a second. Let's talk amongst ourselves. All right, true.
Oh, boy. Destiny. What do you want to do with this one?
Now, his girlfriend's 15, and she's bisexual.
Yeah. She's got males.
Destiny's a female who's
asking her
to marry her.
Yeah.
Then we got Chris, the male, who's looking to marry her.
And then we got Michael, the male.
And he's got to score before she gets gobbled up. Michael?
Mm-hmm.
She really has a chick who wants to marry her and another guy?
Mm-hmm.
Where do you live?
I live in Oklahoma.
No, I understand. Do you live with your family?
Yeah.
Your parents are together?
Divorced.
Who do you live with?
I live with my mom and my stepdad.
How's it going at school?
Average.
Average?
Mm-hmm.
You doing all right?
Did you ever have been treated for depression before?
No.
Maybe we ought to look into that a little bit.
Do you play any sports or anything at school?
No.
That'd be good, too.
Anything you enjoy besides your bisexual girlfriend?
Computers.
Computers? Mm. What do you think you want to do for a living?
Something that deals with computers.
Something with computers. All right. Well, listen, Michael, you can't marry her. She's too young. I worry that she's a troubled person.
Oh, yeah.
And that maybe you're going to get caught up in this thing, and she could be a little chaotic and bring you down with her. She's got a lot of chaos in her life, does she not, Michael?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not the best sign of health.
Yeah.
Certainly not somebody that will be able to maintain a stable relationship.
Was she abused?
Sure.
Yeah. Well, when she was like 7 years old, molested by one of her uncles, I think.
All right.
Well, there we go.
That counts.
Yeah.
So her family's a mess?
Kinda.
All right. And you want to save her from that mess, but you can't do it through marriage. If she wants to stay together and have a stable relationship with you and go through high school with you,
fine.
That's fantastic.
Great.
But no getting married.
And
listen, Michael, listen to me. Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'm a genius. You understand that, do you not?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm never, ever, ever, ever wrong unless it comes to personal gambling, such as prize fights, Super Bowl, horses, things of that nature. But when it comes to you screwballs, I'm never wrong. And I'm telling you that this relationship could very well end at some point. Maybe a month from now, maybe a year from now, maybe 2 years from now. And you can't kill yourself and kill her when it does.
Go out on a limb. Could end?
Hopefully will end, Michael, for your sake. But you guys, stay together, give it a try, but no marriage. And no pregnancies. Do you understand me?
Mm-hmm.
Are you having sex with her?
No.
Okay. That's weird, you see.
Are any of these people having sex with her?
Nope.
You want to know the weird thing about the virgin voice or the non-sexual voice? I knew he wasn't having sex with her, even though he wanted to get married to her.
Right.
Why are you not having sex with her, Michael?
Because currently she's not living at her house.
Oh, I see. Where's she? Is she incarcerated?
Her mom sent her off with her grandma's.
Oh, okay.
Oh, boy.
All right, Michael. Oh.
Oh, boy.
I just had a thought. She ain't Michael's girlfriend, exactly.
No.
She ain't around.
Oh, no.
She's got these other folks.
Oh, yeah.
He's worried. He thinks if he can sort of get her to sign on the dotted line that she's going to be obliged to honor the contract.
This is his infatuation.
Michael?
Mm-hmm.
When's the last time you saw her?
Honestly.
Honestly?
Yeah.
Like on a couple days before school ended.
So about 2 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
A couple months ago?
How often were you seeing her when you were in school?
I don't know, like, whenever she's, like, in the shelter on the bus.
You'd see her on the bus in the morning?
Yeah, if her mom sends her off the shelter, then she usually rides my bus.
All right, how often was that?
I don't know, like...
Once a week?
Sometimes.
So you'd see her once a week in the bus. Would you talk to her?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever kissed her?
Not yet.
Have you ever gone on a date with her or anything?
Nope.
Have you spent time alone with her somewhere?
Once or twice.
Where?
At school.
At school.
Does she know you by Michael or Mitchell?
Michael.
Or just, okay, she
just
knows your
nice
name.
Guy
that guy?
Hmm?
The guy with the peachy folder?
Just that nice guy that...
No. We talk to each other like every single day.
How do you do that?
Phone.
The phone.
The phone, all right.
You never kissed her, though.
And you still talk to her every day?
Mm-hmm.
On the phone.
We usually talk till like 3 o'clock in the morning.
When's she coming back?
Whenever her mother will let her come back.
Okay. All right. Hey, listen. I know when I was 16, I was no genius, but I didn't sound like Forrest Gump, did I?
Oh, yeah.
No, I mean, Michael sounds like he got dropped in the tub or something on his head.
Well, I heard more of a relationship than I was expecting to hear. The fact that
you? Yeah, the fact that they've been talking.
The phone was a good...
Well, but what do you mean? I mean, we talk to the guy, like he wants to talk about marriage. He's talking about marriage.
He doesn't know what that means, even. He's so undeveloped.
Look, your kids are 9 years old. They got more sense than that, right?
I hope so.
I mean,
but I didn't at 16.
No, but you knew that if there was someone who rode on a bus with you
occasionally...
Actually,
at 16, I was sort of coming out of it.
Right.
14, I would have been a mess like this.
16, you were making trips down to Chinatown to score prophylactics, yes? 16?
17.
Drew, this story's not been told in a while. Drew, his father is...
Well, there were multiple layers to that. It wasn't just about my dad.
But your father's a doctor.
Right.
And he's was fairly prominent in the Pasadena community mm-hmm. that Drew grew up in. And it's not the world's biggest community.
Right.
I mean, in Southern California, you don't really have small towns. But if there was one, this could be considered a smallish, tight-knit community.
And
Drew's father being a physician, people knew who he was.
The probability of me seeing somebody I knew in any pharmacy was pretty high.
People knew the Pinsky boy. That would be Dr. Drew. And you could not buy condoms at the 7-Eleven back then.
No.
They didn't have them in fish bowls out front of the gay clubs that you could just grab a handful
from. You had to get Mr. Drucker to come out from behind the counter.
You had to go to the pharmacy and go to the back, like it was the summer of 42, and go get the guy to get the condoms.
You line up with the old ladies,
and
you wait your turn, and he'd call to you from that elevated platform about way in the back. What do you need?
Oh, really?
Oh,
yes. You have to yell it out.
Oh, yes.
And Drew did not want to go to any pharmacies in Pasadena.
I think this is why I became a safe sex advocate, you know, because it was so difficult for kids then. It was crazy.
He didn't want to go to the ones because his dad probably knew the guy. The guy probably knew the dad, probably knew Drew. Or someone would have ratted you out.
Teacher would have walked in. Who the hell knows?
So Drew played it safe, and he drove out to Chinatown, where all us round eyes look alike. They don't know the difference between any of us. You could be black. They wouldn't know it. It doesn't matter. They focus on the eyes. They see the round eyes.
Also,
they don't know anything
else. If I saw a round eye walk in, I could check out who it was. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'd
notice immediately.
Right. And this is my theory with why women have the Asians do the bikini waxing and do the cuticle pushes and do all this crazy sort of personal hygienic stuff, because they don't look at us as humans and we don't look at them as humans.
Please.
They really don't. When these women go get the bikini wax and stuff, I mean, look, you go to the beach with a woman. She stands up in the towel in front of her. She'll hold the towel up above her. She'll wrap the towel around her waist just to take her shorts off. You know, just so you don't see her in a bikini bottom, for Christ's sake. Meanwhile, she goes down the street. She's spreading her cheeks while this crazy chick from Vietnam is dumping hot wax into her asshole and doesn't give it a second thought. Why? Not a human being to them.
Oh, my God.
You know what that little Asian woman is to them? What? It's like when the rhino's eating. It's got that bird sitting on its back that's eating the ticks off it. It doesn't know what it is. It's not another rhino. Who's it going to tell? Doesn't even think about it. That's the way Drew is with the Asian community.
Oh, that's me. Yes, that's
true.
Me.
So he storms into the pharmacy in Chinatown. And what do they have there? They must have, like, monkeys hanging in the windows, like dead monkeys.
No, it was not. Those days, the pharmacy was a pharmacy.
Regular pharmacy.
Yeah, the herbal pharmacy. But gone away about 3,000 years prior.
And
resurrected in 1990.
He goes in there. Now, what kind of quantities would you buy the condoms in?
I just remember those sort of trays, those Trojans in the box.
You know? Box? It's like, ooh, hey, lover boy, you know, you get 24 variety pack. You're looking good. Is that what they do?
Right.
It's like 24-pack?
I can remember. You're stretching my memory right now, but I can remember getting a little like, you what?
Why do you need that many?
Not just that many. I mean, now, of course, it could have been the sheet white appearance and the panic and sweat that I was manifesting as I asked the poor pharmacist for the goods.
Where are you going, Don Juan?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So you get the pack, then you go back, use them up, and then back again. The same place? Would you go to the same pharmacy?
Yeah.
Then would they know you after a while?
No. I didn't go that many times. I don't remember going that many times.
Nice. But that's smooth. And let's face it, everybody. If you're going to do something, you do it in front of a nationality that's not going to talk. And that's the Asian community. They don't talk. That's why we love these people. That's why we need them to do our bidding.
Before you say something more offensive.
It's true. It's true. It's not a bad thing. Hey,
if you want to be in the audience at Burma,
you think
Burma
you could pull
on
that
Friday,
off with Jews?
It's a show
you
I'm
think
do.
You could pull that off with
they,
Jews,
they
Drew?
They be talking.
Oh.
818.
The Pinsky boy came.
755.
You'll never guess what he wanted.
4800. I'm doing a show, Burma to Burma.
He wanted
a chance. I'm going to be in the audience. 755-400.
I don't know. How old is he? I think he's 14. He's having sexual intercourse. Someone's got to call his father. He's not bar mitzvahed yet. I don't know how old he is. Are you kidding me? Could you imagine going to a Jewish pharmacy? Those people never stop yapping about your personal life. You go into that Asian pharmacy, you go, yeah, give me some condoms, give me some kerosene, a shotgun, a crossbow, some strychnine, and give me one of those rib spreaders. Yeah, thanks. You need anything else, Randi? Not say a word to anybody. All right. Let's take ourselves a little break. We'll be right back.
Not in the presence.
All right.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, off the air, buddy. True and I just having. Keeping the conversation alive, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, buddy. Man, I'll tell you, man, this is some hot, controversial radio we're doing here today, buddy.
Really?
50,000 watt flamethrower, man. We're going out all over the country,
early
man.
Early in the evening to begin doing battery.
Man, we're spreading like a fungus, man. Say, man, we're filling every nook and cranny of this great United States of ours. You know what I'm saying, man? I'll tell you, Drew, man.
Drew, man.
Tell you, man. I mean, we got something going on here, but man, it is infectious. You know what I'm saying? All right, let's get back to the phone. See what we can do to help the world, man. Brett?
Yes.
Hey, dude, man, chick.
The chick.
Oh yeah. Hey, brought a chick.
Okay, I have a question.
Yeah.
My family and my boyfriend think I'm anorexic, mm-hmm. and
how dare they?
Well, I only eat like 2 meals a day, and I work out a lot. But I was anorexic when I was 14, and I don't think I'm anorexic anymore.
Well. That typically can evolve, not typically, but it's not uncommon for it to evolve into compulsive exercising.
How much do you weigh?
103. But I'm only like 4'11".
And how much do you work out every day?
Between half hour to an hour every other day.
Hmm. That's not a lot, right?
Half hour to an hour, 3-4 days a week?
Yeah.
Is that you honestly telling us what you're doing?
Yeah, and I walk to work, like, every day, and that's, like, a 15-minute walk.
Mm. But you're not spending an hour or two at the gym, trainers?
I don't have a trainer. I train myself.
You don't throw up?
Nope.
And no laxatives?
No.
Are you not a big fan of food?
I only eat when I'm hungry. And then there's times where I can just, like, eat a whole cow.
And but
do you purge afterwards?
No.
Do you feel guilty afterwards?
No.
I mean, you like food, right?
Yeah, I like food.
All right.
Yeah. They just tease me a lot, too. Like, when I eat, they say I eat like a bird.
Well, everyone's different in this department, and most people I know love food, but there's a handful of people that are just sort of indifferent about it. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah.
That's hard to understand.
Ugh, I want to kick those people right in the nuts. I could never hang out with those people, ever. But, Brent?
Yes.
Look, if you don't have an eating disorder,
well,
you don't have an eating disorder.
Don't really go away. You know, they're chronic conditions, right? Brett?
What?
Eating disorders are chronic conditions. They just can be in remission.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I was 14 when I had it in, like, when I was 14, I weighed about 90 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
Working out every day, running 5 days a week, or 5 days, 5 miles a day for soccer, and, like, I gained all that weight back in 6 months to a year.
How was it treated?
I had to eat.
So you never had any treatment?
I went to the doctors, like, on a weekly basis, and they kept track of my
weight.
Yeah,
but your eating disorder was never treated. I understand your weight increased, but the psychological, psychiatric problem...
No, I didn't go to a therapist.
...was never treated.
No.
So.
What do you do for a living, baby?
I coach a high school softball team.
Really? Make a living doing that, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, Brett sounds a little angry.
No.
I picked
up sort of either angry or distracted or what's up with you?
No, I was angry when she first called.
Why are you angry?
I'm not angry.
All right. So you're just sort of bitchy sound normally?
No, it's just like I
get
have a cold.
Physical abuse all the way.
Anyone abuse you physically?
When I was younger.
There you go.
Yep. There you go. I always hear that anger in the voice of people who are abused.
Yeah,
you don't even know what. You don't know you sound that way, but it's easy to pick up on. Drew picked up the whole physical abuse thing.
Well, I'll work on it.
No. Well, you can't work on it by yourself.
That's anger part, too.
Yeah, that's something you have to do with a therapist.
Who beat on you?
My dad.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you got to deal with that, all right?
Okay.
That's the bigger issue.
That's the part you
got to
focus on.
That's where the eating disorder came from, too, probably. All right?
Okay, thank you.
All right, good times.
Oh, boy. Poor thing.
I know. And you know what? I know how all these conversations go. Oh, we talked to Adam and Drew. What am I? Adam said I was stupid, and Drew said he wanted to beat on me. Really? Yeah,
no.
I said I had to go to the shrink.
No, it's always like, they just said to go to therapy. They asked, who hasn't been physically abused?
Yeah, listen, when you're the easiest thing to pick up, besides gay, is angry.
Yeah.
And I hear it in women real clearly. And they don't even know. They're not even conscious of it.
Right.
They're just calling, asking a question.
Well, it's just their wiring. Their wiring is not... It's implicit. It's a...
Yes.
Right? It's in their wiring. It's not in their...
First word that she said.
This girl's been physically abused. I just immediately...
Lauren?
Yeah.
You're 15?
We got to go break.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hold on. You're waiting for for marriage before you have sex?
Yeah, I don't believe in premarital sex.
All right. Well, don't do it then.
Well, my question is, would that give guys the incentive to, for lack of a better term, to deflower me?
Well, let's talk about it.
I mean, is it going to make them? Is it going to make them come after you more because of the challenge?
Yeah, in a sense.
All right, hold on.
Okay, hold on.
Viable question.
She said
the answer's no. But go ahead.
All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll be back with Virgin Lauren after this. Line. I'm Adam. That's Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191.
We're just having an interesting conversation about how we think the way people look at the world is sort of backwards. Not backwards, but convoluted. Right?
Yes.
In that so much of the last 30, 40 years, people wanting to blame society for how people are, rather than looking at, in spite of how society is, people are the way they are. You know what I'm saying? Is that am I making that clear enough?
No, make it more clear.
Well, we always on this show we hear a lot about weird sexual activities and stuff. And in the past, people wanted to make that the result of being judged or being shamed or being guilt-ridden. When the fact is, usually it's the result of trauma.
Yes.
And it creates a very intense drive to do these peculiar behaviors that are hot, just completely fixed wired into your brain. And in spite of profound social pressures to the contrary, they always come out. Always.
Yes.
You can't keep them down with a bat, with a bomb. It's coming out. In spite of it.
Yeah, I don't know whatever. When it comes to society, no one ever admits to being shaped by society themselves, but it's for all the other people.
That's the other.
But who is the person that actually admits to, well, I didn't want to blow the guy, but society said it was okay, or I saw an episode of Ab Fab and thought it was cool, or... You know what I mean? I don't think society shapes people as much. I think people shape society. I think it's kind of the other way around.
Intrinsic makeup shapes it.
Yeah. Lauren?
Yeah.
You're 15, and you're virgin, and you want to remain a virgin until after marriage.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I don't believe in premarital sex. Like, people give you toaster ovens and, like... glassware for your wedding.
And that's the time to have sex.
But you can give your husband your virginity. I just think it's a better present. I don't know. That's
better than a glassware, stemware, or toaster ovens, but not better than an impact wrench or one of those big rolling tool chests.
Circular saws.
Yeah, I mean the hypoid, not just the straight circular ones.
But here, Lauren, this is another case in point of what we were just talking about. You asked, is it the case that males will try to... come after you because you're being modest and hard to get. And my point is, no way. Not unless guys are already into you.
Yeah.
Now, they may see an opening because guys have a natural instinct to kind of stay away from someone who they think another guy already possesses.
Yes.
And if you're being standoffish to all males and they know you're not sleeping with anybody, that might encourage them to kind of throw the door open. But it's not in order to do something with your virginity.
No.
It's just because they see the door open a little
bit. Nobody cares. Are you a little bit frumpy?
Huh? No, not at all. I wear, not like whole clothes, but I wear clothes that fit.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying.
Yeah, I like showing my body, but tastefully.
Right.
Tastefully. Now, what does that do for you, given that you're not trying to attract men?
Well, okay. For me, this is just for me. Like, when I like to dress up in nice clothes that fit me, it's because I think I look good, not because,
You do it for you.
Why don't you dress up like that and just go out into the woods by yourself? Why would you need around people when you're dressed like that?
I'm sorry?
Why do you need to be around people when you're dressed like that if it's not
for you? Oh, no. I don't have to be around people.
So when you're around people, why don't you dress differently? And when you're by yourself, you dress for yourself.
No, I pretty much... keep it all the same.
No, listen. Well, everyone who says it's not for me.
Of course.
Or it's not for other people.
Point.
Yeah, I know you are. But here's what it is. It's for me. Everything ultimately is for me. But the way you feel about yourself is how people react to you.
Yeah,
I mean, look, let's face it. If I didn't care what other people... I'm this close, by the way, to donning the jumpsuit. That's going to be my new look.
Is it like a
Jack-o-lane,
Star Trek?
Jack-o-lane style jumpsuit. I would really, as it is, I wear the
Does
same.
Does he still wear that? The blue jumpsuit, green?
He can be coaxed into it. Yeah, I got him into a jumpsuit.
Oh, my God. With the elastic band around the waist?
I wear, the crazy Lucille Ball ballet slippers. I wear the same thing every day almost anyway.
Yes.
But if there was no society, I would be wearing a barrel with my nutsack hanging out of the front of it.
Why? Wouldn't you do something that just...
And then you know what I would do? I'd probably paint a face on the barrel so that my nutsack became the nose.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, big eyebrows.
See, that's for other people. You'd laugh at that for like 20 minutes and then you'd have to switch.
You're right. I can't. This drives me nuts with the women when they buy the lingerie. No, this is for me.
No, that is for them because they know no one's going to see that. No one's going to see that. They don't care.
No, that is the old man season.
No,
Lauren.
Yes.
All right. Nobody cares. You remain a virgin. That's a good thing, and you save yourself until marriage.
But I have a question, or just more along lines of when you're dressing up. Particularly for like a date or something. Well, then you try to impress somebody. Right. But like,
all right. Well, here, listen to this.
Let
me just finish. Let me one thing. Is it Lauren?
Okay. Yeah.
One thing that men and women do is they assume that you're thinking the way they're thinking.
Mm-hmm.
So when a male sees a female dressing up in a way that's provocative and looks sexy, a male thinks to himself, "Well, why would I dress like that? Well, I would dress like that in order to have sex."
Oh.
And so their assumption is that's why you're doing it too. Even though I understand that's not why you do it, I guarantee you their assumption is, and you can't dissuade them from it because their experience of this is that's the only reason they would ever imagine dressing like that.
Yeah, this isn't even meant to be sexist, but,
but I don't
guys
know
read
that.
Signals where there like are no signals.
Oh, yeah. No. They read signals where there are signals, but they're interpreted through their eyes.
Yeah.
Well, let's face it. You broads, you send a mixed message.
Broads? Oh, my God. Yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Hose. Can I continue?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, here's what I'm saying. You guys send the message of notice me, find me attractive, possibly lust after me, but we shouldn't do anything.
Stay away.
Yeah, and you don't want to do anything. You just want the guy to find you attractive, to be attracted to you, and to possibly lust after you. For men, that's confusing for them.
It's also uncomfortable. Uncomfortable.
But we can't fathom the concept of having somebody want us and we want them to want us, but we don't want to have sex with them.
Doesn't exist for men.
That doesn't exist. Women, this exists. They like the feeling of somebody, maybe it's society at large. Mm-hmm. Wanting them, lusting after them. I'm not talking about running after them, their tongues hanging out and trying to rape them. I just mean a society finding you attractive and having some feelings toward you and lusting after you and you not wanting to have sex with them. That's fine with you. Guys, we don't have that.
That is not a concept that a male will even accept, frankly. They will deny that it exists because it doesn't exist.
No, but Drew, you can go out on a date and have the girl look good and look nice and see her body and realize that she's not necessarily wanting to have sex with you.
Right.
But everybody wants to be wanted and lust after, whether they know it, or not.
No, guys don't care unless it's a chick they want to hump.
And the point at which the train begins leaving the station, meaning we want them lusting, it's got to go the rest of the way. There's no point in wanting lusting unless it's going to sex.
True, you're passionate.
No, that's how guys think.
All right, Lauren. You're fine, but no, it's enough.
But not that it's right or shouldn't be contained. That's just how males think.
Yes. And the thought of, I want people to lust after me, but I don't want to have sex with them. I want 100% of society to lust after me, but I only want to have sex with 0.1% of them.
Or zero.
Or possibly 0% of them. That is a concept that is very foreign to men. We want every woman to lust after us so that we can hump every woman. Makes sense. Otherwise, why bother?
Right.
I don't care at all what people think unless I want to hump them. Garrett?
Hey, what's up?
You're next.
I want to write that down. Adam Carolla, circa.
Okay.
I don't care what people want. I just want to
get the obligatory love line and the man show out of the way, but I got to say, Crank Yankers is pure, unadulterated genius.
Well, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. Jimmy Kimmel deserves the credit on that. That was his idea.
All right. Well, here's the situation I was in. A couple weekends ago, I went home and went out with one of my buddies. We went over to his friend's house, and we were trying to get something going on, and struck out a couple times, and a couple girls called, three girls called, and wanted to come over. And it's like, oh, they're so hot, let's go pick them up. So we waited for another friend to come over, and we went and picked him up.
Well, what was he wearing when he arrived?
I don't know.
Okay, and the, but, so what route did you take to get the, I mean, come on.
All right, let's go.
Car.
Here we go.
But here's the problem.
Yeah, thank you.
They weren't hot, but they probably would be in a couple years.
Right.
And they were 14, and we're all over 20.
Right.
How did you find these women, girls?
They called.
They called the acquaintance.
All right.
And my two friends and I didn't do anything with them, but the acquaintance made out with one of them, and I kind of feel obligated to do something about this situation so they don't get, or try and do my part to make sure they don't get taken advantage of by older guys.
Mm.
And I could call the cops because I know the acquaintance's full name and let them know what's going on, but I don't have any proof about what he's been doing.
Well, do you think the guy's going out on second dates with these girls?
Well, he was talking about sleeping with other underage girls.
In the group?
Not in that group.
So this guy just hangs out with underage girls?
Yeah.
He's just waxing on about busting hymens and breaking hearts.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, I don't think...
And this guy's just an acquaintance. Who knows this guy?
One of my friends. Who
I think it's reasonable to talk to a local authority.
They're not going to do anything.
They may not, but at least his
conscience. You were thinking about young chicks.
Well, maybe it's some, you know.
Hey, why don't you talk to your friend that is this guy's friend and try to have him be the conduit that you deliver the message through?
Like, what will the message be?
Well, I mean, look, here's how it works. Garrett doesn't know this guy very well.
Right.
But Garrett's friend knows him well.
Right.
So you say, Garrett says to his friend, hey, what's up with this guy? It's a little bit creepy. What's he up to?
Right.
Then the friend says, yeah, he's a bunch of talk. He doesn't do anything. Or the guy says, yeah, I don't know. And then Garrett says, yeah, you don't know. I don't know either. It's a little bit weird. Why don't you give the guy talking to, see where he's coming from? You know, I mean, you got to use the friend.
We kind of had that talk later in the night after we were gone.
Yeah.
And it was basically... Oh, he's just crazy so-and-so. You know, I don't really know him that well, but everyone around here knows he's, like, the life of the town, just crazy. So I think he was telling the truth about those girls.
All right, well, then here's what he needs to do. He needs to get with that friend of his again and try to figure out what they're going to do.
Why not just tell the police?
I don't know.
However they choose. Then it's,
Okay, but I really don't know what you do, and then the guy wants to know who. I don't know. It sounds dead end to me.
All right.
Doesn't sound like anything's going to come of it. Sounds like the cops are going to know. Well, what has he done? What did he do? Yeah. Well, he tongue kissed a 14-year-old. I don't remember what her name was. I mean, this is not going
to
go anywhere.
I'm not saying they're going to go prosecute the guy now, but just to kind of keep an eye out.
All right.
Everyone knows. I'd
still give the guy's so-called friend one more crack before I went at this guy. Kovo?
Yeah.
You're 24?
Yeah.
What's your name?
I'm Chris.
Oh.
Chris.
Yeah, that's my name, man.
All right. Hold on there,
that's
Chris.
All right.
All right, let's talk.
There you go.
You just sound like a jackass.
He's jacking off. What's the deal here? Line three.
Cameron?
Hey.
What up? You're 16, baby.
Yeah.
What's happening?
Okay, well, I like this guy named Trey, and he's 18.
Mm-hmm.
And we've kind of known each other since June, maybe, and we talk pretty much every day. And see each other, like, every once in a while. He told my friend a while ago that he likes me, but wants to get to know me better. But, whenever we see each other, all he wants to do is make out and stuff and not really get to know me better, like, my personality and stuff.
Well, okay. Yeah, you gotta, let me see. What's the code for a guy get to know? Translate?
Wants to get to know, he would like to get to know your labia better.
Innards,
that's what he's saying, yeah.
Right.
You just make out.
What?
You just make out with
pretty
him?
Pretty much.
Just what? Second base action or?
Pretty much, yeah.
Little feeling?
Yeah.
Below the belt, right?
Yeah.
All right. No, no.
But I want to talk to him and ask him if he thinks anything will happen between us. Because I don't want to sound like I'm obsessed with him. So I don't know how to bring it up and what to say.
All right. So you're kind of obsessed with him, right?
No.
Oh, yes.
How dare you? How dare you?
You think about the guy a lot.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, and you'd like him to be your boyfriend, right?
Oh, definitely.
So, I don't mean obsessed like you're a junkie and he's heroin, but I mean, you got some energy.
Good size
crush on the guy.
Yeah.
How long have you known him?
Since June.
And how many times have you seen him?
Oh, pretty much like once a week, twice a week maybe.
Do you go out on dates?
No.
You just have little make-out sessions?
Pretty much.
How do you get together?
Yeah.
He comes over to my house.
Why don't you have like a little talk with him about what you want from the
room? Well, that's what I want to do. That's why I'm calling. I want to know what to say.
Have the talk.
Well, wait a minute. Where does it stop? How does the make-out stop?
He has to leave.
But how do you get him to stop moving
forward?
How do
I get him to?
Let me explain how it goes. Yeah. It's like, rub it.
That's how it stops. I gotta leave.
Yeah. I mean, maybe this is one of these guys just goes off in his pants. Why else is he leaving after, 10 makeout sessions getting to a certain point?
All right, Sir Walter Raleigh, let's see.
Cameron?
Mm-hmm.
Does you think he may have an orgasm?
No, he leaves because he has to go home.
How long does he stay before he has to go home?
A couple hours.
Making out for a couple hours.
Pretty much.
Is your hand ever touched his pepe?
No.
No, but rubs it outside the pants?
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
And dry sex, pretty much.
Dry sex.
Yeah.
Yeah. He might be finishing off without you knowing he's finishing off.
No.
Yeah.
What makes him stop? I mean, he stops at that certain point. He's an 18-year-old guy. He doesn't want to keep going with you?
No, he, has to go home. His mom expects him home, so he has to leave at, a certain time.
What time does he leave?
Probably, 3:30, 4, maybe.
In the morning?
No, in, the afternoon.
All right, but he gets there at noon, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
I understand he has to go home. We all eventually have to go home. But the point is what's he doing for the 3 hours before he goes home?
Hanging out. We're chilling.
But you guys don't... Who stops him from having sex with you?
Me.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I want to wait until it means something, not just to be an easy...
Right, right.
I'm not. So.
Okay, no, you're not.
No.
And so you make out. Okay, so now you want this guy to take you out.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know. Let's try to form a real world strategy here, Drew.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, her calling him up and calling him out on the carpet on this is probably not the world's greatest strategy.
That's the thing, though. They get their talk going.
But listen, on the other hand, she should be able to manipulate the guy a little bit.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean?
Manipulate?
Yeah.
Well, let's hear what you mean. I don't know what you mean either.
What I mean by that is he should call and say, what are you doing tomorrow about noon? And Cameron should be able to go, I'm not sure. I was thinking of going to a movie.
Hmm.
And he was going to go, oh, well, I thought I was going to come over. And Cameron goes,
playing hard to get, pretty much.
It's sort of medium to get.
Not hard to get, but steering the relationship.
I'm not good at that, though. But how about if it works too well.
Watch. You be him.
Okay.
You be him. You be Trey.
Okay.
All right.
Bring.
Hello.
Hello.
You're Trey.
Oh.
Hello.
What are you doing?
Nothing.
Right on. Want to hang out?
Silly goose. I don't know. When do you want to get together fresh?
Today.
Today?
Sure, why not?
I don't know. I was going to see a movie today.
Oh, okay. Well, peace. I don't know.
See you later.
Yeah, no. You say, I'm thinking about, I don't know. I don't want to hang out at home today. I want to go see that Austin Powers movie or something. And then he says, oh, well, I was planning on coming over. And you say, well, how about we go to the movie then? And you give him, you actually sort of force him out on a date.
It's steering the relationship a little bit. And if you don't steer it out of its current rut, it ain't going anywhere.
Hey, if you just sit there and wait for him to come over and in his underpants.
But my question is, like, how do I ask him, like, if anything's going to happen, do I just say, so...
Yeah, you just bring... You just
is
like,
going nowhere? Or what, I don't
right.
know what to say without sounding
and you just
Go ahead. Make the call.
Yeah. How do you see this relationship going? What you know, are you going to school next year? What's happening? Should we start dating more? And he'll just say, oh, I think this is cool the way it is.
Hey, if you're prepared for the truth, you can ask any question.
Right. And what you're going to hear is this kind of hooking up you're doing is just about where he wants it to be, I suspect. And I suspect he's doing this with other people, too.
Yeah, but on the other hand, guys can be shaped and molded a little bit.
Yeah, he may have to be forced to make a choice, and she may be the choice.
And oftentimes, women propel the relationship.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, go ahead. BJ?
Yeah, I've been smoking weed about every day for the past 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
I quit about a week ago, just cold turkey.
Ouch.
Yeah. I was just wondering if there was anything that I could do to kind of calm myself down a little bit. I've been really anxious, really irritable.
Yeah, you can have a horrible withdrawal from that stuff. You've got to see an addictionologist who's used to dealing with marijuana addiction.
Okay.
Your moods are going to go to hell over the next few weeks. You're going to have trouble sleeping. You get a lot of joint aches, muscle aches, that sort of thing.
Get it? Joint ache?
Joint aches.
How about...
Longing for the joint.
And how about chipping, Drew?
No.
How about taking a little puff up
it actually,
at this stage, once in a while.
It actually will prolong and intensify the withdrawal.
It will.
Yeah, it will.
Little puffski every once in a while.
Alcohol will do the same kind of thing many times. It's like you're boosting up the withdrawal repeatedly with these sort of small, what are called kindling reactions. But listen, BJ, you're not going to stop without some treatment. So you might check out MA, people who have been through what you're going through, and you need to see an addictionologist.
No, we got to take a break. But Anna.
Yeah, Anna.
Ooh, Anna.
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 What's up there, Anna?
Okay. I've been dating a guy for like a year, and I'm 20, and he's 40, and we're getting pretty serious. And eventually, I would like to have children. He doesn't have any children right now, but I'm just wondering if in the future, like, is he going to be able to have kids, considering he's so much older than me?
Yeah.
You guys in their 40s, their fertility will drop off, but usually they are able to conceive.
Yeah.
But, boy, you know, you're going to have a couple of kids between his age 45 and 50.
Yeah.
They're going to be finishing high school when he's 70, if he lives that long.
If they graduate.
They will. I have another question.
Doesn't that trouble you? That there's such a profound age difference? You're going to be taking care of him, and they're going to be...
You're going to be changing his diaper and their diaper.
No, his diaper, and they're going to be wanting you to come to baseball and football games, and he won't be...
Sure, you got to crap on every joke I make. You really got... Is that what you're here for?
Well,
yeah, I understand. Not technically, but you understand the joke.
I understand the joke.
Thank you.
It bothers me, but... I mean, when you're in love with someone, you can't help who you fall in love with, and...
yeah,
I always love that one.
Oh, man.
What do you mean you can't help
that.
Who you fall in love with?
I mean, we just met a year ago, and we just started dating, and it just happened really quickly.
What was his status? Divorced?
He's divorced. He's been divorced for about 3 years.
3 years?
Yeah.
And where'd you meet him?
Through a mutual friend.
Wow. What the hell? Setting this guy up with their 19-year-old chicks?
Well, I used to date one of his good friends who was like 35, and we worked together, and we all went out together one night, and that's when I met him.
And his dad died?
What?
Did your dad die?
Did my dad die? No, I just, I never really knew him. He was always like in and out of prison, so.
Shocking,
would have been
baby.
Better if he'd died.
Perfectly normal, perfectly healthy.
Yeah.
So that's where this is all coming from.
You got a new daddy now.
Yep, he's my new daddy. Yeah. I know it's weird, but
you know what you're doing.
Yeah.
I mean, you know it's daddy. He treats you okay?
Well, that's my next question. Yeah. We fight all the time. And every time we fight, I always run to someone else. I run to his friend that I used to date. Like, I just did that today. We had a fight.
Run to them and sleep with them?
No, I don't sleep with him. Just for advice and to talk to. And it pisses him off to no end. And I'm just wondering, like, why I do that. I don't know why.
I'm more concerned with why it pisses him off.
Well, it's her ex.
Yeah, but why should he be surprised that his fighting chases her into the
Because,
secure...
see, I'm always fighting with him because I need lots of affection, and he won't hug me, he won't kiss me.
Oh, man.
He doesn't like affection, and I need affection, and when I go to the other person's house, he gives me affection. He gives me hugs, and he holds me, and he lets me talk to him, and my boyfriend doesn't do that.
And he gives her something that rhymes with affection, too.
Look, this doesn't sound like a very...
This sounds like a disaster.
Yeah, how can you love someone that doesn't...
Well, when it's right, it's right.
Yeah.
You can't... I love this. You can't pick who you love.
Yeah.
You can. Actually, you know what? You can't if in the Asian cultures where they actually set up the marriage for you.
Yet magically, she's picked guys over 35 routinely.
Yeah. Seems like you can pick who you love.
Oh, and I have another question, too.
Oh, good.
I'm taking Zoloft right now, and I was taking 100 milligrams a day, but my doctor decided that I needed to take 150 milligrams a day.
Okay.
And I was just wondering if I do get pregnant eventually.
You have to be off that.
Okay, so I'm just going to have to be, like, psycho.
What do you do for a living? You, like, I don't picture you as actually a stripper, but I see you as, like, a stripper school instructor.
Well, I've called before. I used to strip.
Oh.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
There you go,
well, when did you call?
A couple months ago. I've called, like, three times.
Were we talking about you stripping last time?
Yeah, you were talking about the guy who works in the club, the announcer, how he's, like, they play those crazy
You
songs.
Strip? You live in Santa Barbara, though.
Yeah.
All right, so you don't strip anymore?
No, I quit.
All right. Mm. You know, it's weird. I don't remember talking to her last time, but I did get the close to or ex-stripper vibe from her.
Yeah, heavily, yeah.
And it's weird because I was looking at the screen, and she was calling from Santa Barbara, and I thought, no good strip joints in Santa Barbara. And if you're 20, you're right in the heart of your stripping career. You're not ex. You know, you're not a washed-up stripper. But I got, like, did some stripping.
There you go.
She's a handful.
Oh, yeah.
Anna, you got some energy, baby. You shouldn't be thinking about getting pregnant.
Uh-uh.
And here's the thing, too. How about this, Drew? You know what we ought to start? You know my idea of mating the pig and the cow?
The pow?
Yeah. For some of the greatest, most savory ribs you'll ever have.
Big pork ribs, yeah.
Well, you know what it's like. You go into the rib joint.
Ribs, I mean, yes.
With the baby backs, you want the beef. And you're like, well, baby backs are so succulent. They're so tasteful. But on the other hand, the beef ones are like three times as big. You're like Fred Flintstone when you eat those things, right?
Yeah.
But the pow, that solves the dilemma.
Mm-hmm.
And I think to myself, you know, they got the, they take the horse and the mule, and they get the donkey, or they take the donkey and the horse, and they get the mule.
Mm-hmm.
You telling me? And then you know they take the tangerine or the peach and the apricot, and they get like the nectarine from it. We got broccoli flower.
Sure.
You tell me we couldn't muster up a pow in this day and age.
There's a whole career for you there.
We could get a pow. I would eat a pow. I'd have a pow pet.
I'd eat a pow a week.
Pow's a nice size for a pet. It's like a big, big dog.
I keep a side of pow in my freezer.
Pow jerky, pow stew, pow ribs, shank of pow, pow tongue for the Jews.
Pow bourguignon.
Pow stroganoff. It's endless. Salisbury pow. The list goes on and on and on. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I'm just thinking about the In-N-Out pow.
You're just thinking about
pow burgers.
You think about the possibilities. That's going right on the billboard. That's the sales pitch.
Yeah,
I'm trying to run. I'm trying to get money. I'm trying to get funding for my genetic research.
You got cow on my pig.
No, you got pig on my cow. Finally, the two great tastes of pig and cow come together and pow. Imagine the possibilities. Okay.
Genius, I tell you.
Genius!
Genius!
Genius! One more reason I'm going to be hailed as a genius long after I'm gone, Drew. But I was thinking about, when I was thinking about the pow, I was also thinking about a lot of our young listeners who want to get pregnant. And I thought, I don't mind a 20-year-old getting pregnant, but I don't want her to have a kid. I like to start her off with a hamster, maybe a chipmunk or beaver or something like that. See how she did, and then we would work our way up.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Start them off with just like one
chipmunk.
a chipmunk, squirrel, something like that. Maybe a possum.
Wait, another thing that men and women don't factor in is that...
I work them up to the pow. And then eventually they get to the actual human being. Yeah.
You get a marmoset along the way.
Right.
But the incredible drive women have to have a child, to have something come out of their body. Males, they avoid that. If a male could have a child and witnessed one birth and the tearing and trauma and or somebody died in childbirth, end of species, if the male responds.
I take a good crap, I'm not right for days. I couldn't imagine a kid.
Right.
Or even a pal. All right. Dr. Drew, buddy. Adam over here. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Oh, that dentist chair really, really rings you.
No.
Rings you like a bar rag.
You're fine.
Tell you, when I get out of the dentist chair, my back and ass are always covered with sweat.
Uh-huh.
I realize that my body has been, like, fetching, if that's the right word. It's been, my body's like, I may have the gas and the Novocaine in me, but my body's like, what the F's going on here? Yeah. And I sweat going on my back.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's because you don't move as much either.
You know, might be nice, too, on those dental chairs. A little massage action.
Oh, yeah. Much better than the taste of pina colada.
That's a breakthrough. Tyler?
Hey.
What's up, buddy?
Yeah, what do the bases mean?
The bases.
Like first base, second base, third base.
Uh-huh.
What do they mean?
Uh-huh. You're 15. You don't know what they mean?
No.
No? Okay. I'm going to review this. I'm just going to give you my bases. I don't know if they've changed much. And now I think we're at the point where we need to take two laps around the diamond. Because we go from home to fifth base to sixth base to seventh base and then back to home again.
Well, it's certainly like they've added a base between second and third.
Yeah. But back in the day, here's how the bases went. And Drew, you stop me if I'm wrong. First base was kissing. Mm-hmm. Always been kissing.
Yeah.
It could be passionate kissing, but still kissing. Also, by the way, you could have got to first base even with a not-too-meaningful kiss. That was still first base back in my day. Or you could have made out and got to first. Tyler?
Yeah, sorry.
Did you just explode?
You burst into flames?
No, I'm good.
All right. You all right, buddy?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay. Second base, that's making out with some feeling around up top. Inside or outside the sweater.
Now, that's the base, though, that has changed in recent years, I suspect.
A little controversy around that base. Yeah, but...
Even third. All right, keep going.
Third meant feeling around...
Below the belt.
Below the belt. And home was sex. And there really wasn't a base for oral sex.
Oral sex was done not at the baseball diamond.
No, you did that on the soccer field under the bleachers.
No, it was under the bleachers, yeah.
Yeah, it was such a small issue, oral sex, when I was like in junior high and high school, that it was never accounted for. No one made room for it on the bases.
It never happened.
No,
it was some highly intimate things that married people did, you know?
Yeah, you got to the point where you'd already felt a girl's pants and inside her panties and everything, and then you're heading home. You're just heading home. There's no stop for oral in between the feeling.
Yeah.
I don't know if I would have been able to even process that sort of throwaway BJ when I was 15, 16. The BJ's become throwaway now. It's become discardable.
Hmm.
That's amazing to me.
Yeah.
And as a BJ man.
Right.
And as a man with sensitive nipples. Oh. I've spoken openly about this. I would have loved this when I was in junior high and high school. But the BJ thing, here's what the BJ thing was. Oral sex was something that that goofball couple you never really liked had been together since the 8th grade, and it was now like they're in the 11th grade. This is the kind of ass that they experimented with on their free time.
It
was nothing you copped.
It was experimentation, right?
When I got lucky with a girl, I was always in a hurry. Something's going on. Who's coming home? Who's leaving? When's your buddies? Who's banging on the door? How long do we have the car for?
Right.
When is someone going to discover us? When do I have to get my pants zipped up? When do you have to go home?
Mm-hmm.
There was no time for oral exploration. Now, everyone's just blowing the bejesus out of everyone, Drew. What a time we're living in. What a great, great time. Kendall?
Yeah?
You're 13?
Yeah.
What's up?
Nothing much.
All right.
Is that it?
No, there's this girl I like. She's 14, and she just broke up with her boyfriend about a couple of days ago. I was wondering how long I should wait to ask her out.
Do you know the boyfriend?
Yeah.
Is he a friend of yours?
Not really.
Do you think the girl likes you?
Yeah.
Why?
I mean, we hug a lot, and, like, she tells me she likes me and stuff.
What would the problem be with him just moving right in?
Go right ahead. How long did those two go out?
For about a year.
About a year. And you guys hug a lot?
Yeah.
Why do you hug a lot?
Church. Mm-hmm. Didn't you say they met at church?
Where'd you meet her?
Church and...
And stuff?
Church and stuff?
Yeah, and church events and stuff like that.
It's not a bad... wouldn't make a bad mall store, church and stuff.
Next year's...
You get Bibles, rosaries, and, like, corn dogs, and... little tchotchkes.
It could be
stuff for the bathroom.
It could be the beard for your Simply lava lamps and C-rings.
Yeah,
right?
That would be the front for my Simply lava lamps and C-ring store that I'm still going to open. All right, well, ask her out, Kendall.
All right.
Yeah,
we
she
give her
likes
the green
you.
Light.
She gives you a hug.
Take it slow. Very slow.
How are you going to ask her out?
I don't know.
Well, where are you going to take her?
Let's try it out.
All right.
What's her name?
Brenda.
Brenda.
Yeah.
All right. You want to call me up? I'll be Brenda. All right?
All right.
Are you ready?
Would you call her up or would you see her at church?
I'd probably do it at church or something.
All right, so you walk up to her.
Do you have her phone number?
Yeah.
Okay, let's just say you call her. Just shut up. Bring. Bring.
Hey.
Hello? Hello? This is Brenda's dad. Who the F is this?
This is Kendall. Can I talk to Brenda?
You little putz. I'm going to skin you alive. All right, hold on. Hold on. Hello? Hello? Dad, hang up! All right.
Hey, Brenda.
Hello, who is this?
Kendall.
Woo, Kendall, I'm going to give you a big hug when I see you.
I was just wondering, would you go out with me?
hear his voice crack. Where, you mean to church or something?
What?
Do you want to go to church? Hello?
What in the...
Kendall! I can hear you thinking. You want to go out?
Sure.
You mean
rhetorical
like...
Rhetorical question,
you mean
Kendall.
Like on a date?
Yeah.
You mean you?
Yeah.
What do you have in mind?
Where do you want to go?
I don't know, the movies or something.
What movie?
Oh, you're asking my girl. Dad! Dad, hang on! You're so embarrassing.
Yeah, you know, it's getting my little girl about us all.
Daddy! Stop it!
What movie, Kendall? What movie? Quick, think fast.
What movie?
The new Austin Powers movie.
Somehow I knew he was going to say that.
That movie's not coming out until August.
It's not?
It's not coming out for another few weeks.
Men in Black 2?
There you go.
All right. I love that Tommy Lee Jones. He's sexy. I love a man in his 50s
with
bad skin.
So, Kendall, tell her where you're going to pick her up and when and how it's going to go down.
Do you drive?
Huh?
Do you drive?
No.
Oh. How are we getting there?
I could have my friend Adam pick us up and take us and drop us off.
Oh, yeah, Kendall.
Adam Carolla?
No.
Oh, too bad. He's dreaming. Dad, hang up!
Why'd you listen to that fag, Adam Carolla?
Dad!
Okay. Enough. I'm going to drive me crazy.
All right, Kendall.
You're doing good. You got it.
Hey, Kendall?
Yeah?
Let me tell you something. I don't say this very often, but you got it. You understand that?
What?
You understand?
No,
you
that just
it.
Proves it right there.
You have it.
You see how he said that?
What is that?
It. Oh, yeah. What's it?
Yeah.
It's it, and you got it.
You
got
to worry about it because you got it.
You got it.
Okay.
All right, buddy.
All right, thanks.
All right, good times.
Okay. Bye.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Take a little break. We'll be right back. This is Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Let's keep powering through some calls here, Drew. Amy?
Yeah?
You're 18?
Yeah.
What's up?
I have a question because my boyfriend, I love him to death and everything, and we've been talking about marriage because we've been going out for 10 months, but he kind of lies to me about his ex-girlfriend.
Yeah. Like what?
Like, he just got a cell phone, and he told me that he never calls her, never does anything. I looked at his phone bill, and her number's on there.
Multiple times?
Oh, he called her about 5-7 times.
Did you bring this up with him?
Yeah, and he still tries to deny it.
What does he say?
Well, I'm just like, have you ever called her? And he's like, no, I promise that I haven't. And
well, she's not revealing the source with the phone bill, right?
Yeah.
Turn your radio down. Would you please, Scoopball? Thank you.
I don't understand why you don't show him the phone bill.
Well, because she has that. And that's her piece of inside information. She doesn't want to reveal her source.
Why? Why not?
Well, she wants to see if he's lying.
She wants to keep checking the phone
bill?
Yeah,
if you say, hey, I looked at your phone bill, and I see you called this chick 5 times, the guy's going to cop to it, obviously. She wants to make him lie.
I see.
Which is something that women always do with that. They love that crap. Okay, so what do you suspect is going on?
I don't really suspect anything. I mean, I don't know. He just lies to me, but then he wants to marry me.
Well, but listen, that kind of lying, by the way, if in fact it's nothing, it's just that's just maintenance. That's just damage control.
Why is he calling her, though, ex-girl? How was she immediately before you? Like, did she broke up and then got together with you right away?
Well, I guess he cheated on her with me.
Oh, boy.
They've been broken up. Like, he told her, I don't want to go out with you no more, but she was, like, really controlling and didn't want things to end, I guess.
Therefore, she required him to stay with her for about 6 months?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure she required
him. And
in the meantime, you were going out with him?
Yeah, what would he say? I mean, do they have a kid together?
No.
Did they go in halves on a Jeep that they're leasing or something like that? I mean,
no, she remained his girlfriend for the first 6 months of Amy's relationship with this jack-off.
Yeah, but look, you know, the way she would say it is this, my boyfriend was cheating with this hoe Amy.
Oh, my God.
Okay, this guy's got a little energy.
A little, Adam, 6 months.
Well, you know, listen, guys will do what they
can
get away
with. A little energy, and then
I prefer to focus on what's going on now, though.
But the reality is Amy's only been his girlfriend for 4 months.
Me? I've been going out with him for 10 months.
Yeah, but 6 of those months, you were the other woman.
No, he was going out with her before. And then, like, the day that me and him got together, he was still kind of going out with her because she didn't want it to end, and he did.
For 6 months.
And so he told her, I don't want...
Amy, nothing. For 6 months, he continued to date her. Is that correct?
No.
Okay, how long?
I don't know how long he dated her for.
How long do you think?
But when... Oh,
after you
3 or 4 months.
Okay, so then, you've only been his girlfriend for 6 months.
No, I've been his girlfriend for 10...
3 or 4 of those months, he had his first girlfriend that he was continuing to see.
No, he was going out with her 3 or 4 months before we met.
Mm.
And we met, and she called me, yelling at me, saying that they were still going out, but she wrote him letters, and I read...
All right, listen, hold on a second. You guys met, and he broke up with her.
That day.
Yeah, but then she called me, yelling at me, saying that they were still going out.
But they weren't.
According to him, no. According to her, yes.
How long, according to her?
I couldn't tell you.
Okay, well, all right, who cares? How did we get on that goddamn thing where
because
they were going
out for 6 months?
Because
the point is, Amy is in massive denial about this guy. He's carrying on with other people.
Yeah,
he wouldn't even have described her as his girlfriend for the first few
months. All right, Amy, don't even begin to consider marriage with this guy.
No way.
And goddamn it, don't get pregnant. What are you using for birth control, goofball?
I'm using ortho-tricycline.
Yeah. Aha!
Good girl.
Oh, okay, good. Good answer. All right, you confront him. Just tell me you saw the bill and you want to know what's up.
Yeah.
Okay.
And hit it with him and read him.
And realize he's a liar.
But let me tell you something. Let me tell you. Your best, truest read on him, Amy, will be the second you break the news to him. Remember what his face looks like. Remember what his eyes are doing, all right?
Okay.
And because he will compose himself two beats later and say, oh, this is just unfinished business. She had some stuff of it. But it's that initial, when the initial bomb hits, that's why I always run. Yeah. I always run.
You go to the bathroom.
I don't want him to read.
Yeah.
I will, like a monkey, I'll fling fecal matter at them. I'll blind them. And then I start running. And in the confusion, we oftentimes forgot what the question or the allegation was.
Good times.
Yeah. We'll be back. Well, that's it, everybody. Another fabulous episode of Loveline. Deep, deep, deep in the ground.
Very philosophical evening.
Yeah. Really learned a lot that we're not going to remember after this. So, until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying... Mahalo.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins Engel. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.